Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now to everybody that's out there working tonight, and especially the snowplow and the sander drivers that have been working real hard to keep the roads open out west, thanks for all you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Parler. When they come back, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, where you can find out all sorts of stuff. Go over there and check it out, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now to start out hour number two with us is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm really disappointed in New York's Governor Cuomo. Instead of manning up and saying, look, folks, we made a mistake in New York, we didn't catch it soon enough, unfortunately, people died. But instead of doing that, he's talking about the nursing home deaths, blaming them on Donald Trump, of all the stupid things to do. New York's massively underreported nursing home COVID deaths, the truth finally came out yesterday. They didn't even get the deaths accurate on the people that were sent to the nursing homes to die. They didn't even get that accurate.
No, they didn't, Captain. And of course, what that does, it points up the absolute horrible nature of the fact that so many of these elderly folks were sent into nursing homes knowing that they had COVID-19 and so forth. It's abominable. This is notable, though. I did see this headline that evidently the CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, the governor's brother, of course, did not seem to cover this story.
No,
it looked like. Yeah, so.
You're surprised? You're surprised?
Not surprised at all. Yep.
Yeah, and the New York State Attorney General, who uncovered all of this with their investigation, says that the coronavirus nursing home report that they put out reveals massive corruption and a cover-up scandal.
Again, this kind of stuff, and the entire time, Captain, what did President Trump do for Governor Cuomo? President Trump, marshaled the forces of the federal government. He sent the hospital ship. He built the Javits Center out as a hospital. But yet you had a lot of these people that never, ever went to these places. And yet Governor Cuomo continues to try to blame President, now former President Trump. It's really something.
Yeah. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics here on the program. Well, Joe Biden rescinded the abortion restrictions on foreign aid going to countries where abortion was legal, abortion on demand, and he undid with an executive order something that Donald Trump had on there, which had wide-ranging public support, I might add.
Well, that's right. Yeah, this is so the, what's known as the Mexico City policy, and it dates back to the Reagan administration back in the mid-80s. And what it does, of course, it means that we're not going to have federal money go overseas and pay for abortions. But President Biden, again, with the stroke of a pen, has simply alienated a great swath of the American voter legions because, again, these policies are not popular. This is one of the reasons why this thing stayed in place for so long as it did. But, again, it's just that the Democrat Party elite, the people around Joe Biden, they just don't care, evidently, about what the American people truly want in this regard in terms of their money going to pay for abortions.
Now, I wish I didn't have to keep talking about this, but because they keep bringing up China, 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 guess whose name keeps popping up all the time?
Who's that?
Hunter Biden.
Sure.
Because Hunter Biden reportedly still owns a stake in the Chinese private equity firm, you know, the one that was owned by the Bank of China that gave Hunter and his pals $1.5 billion for their business ventures.
Right.
Yeah, he still owns a stake in that Chinese private equity firm. Don't know what the exact value is, but it's believed to be in the $1 million or so range. And again, this is nice work if you can get it, Hunter, who probably anybody else would be in jail for the things that he's done.
Well, you know, Captain, it's the idea that they just don't seem to care what the optics are because they are sitting pretty in the idea that the Hunter Biden story is never going to go anywhere in the traditional mainstream media. They're going to continue to protect them, in the sense of just not running the story down. And I gotta tell you, if you just switch the name from Hunter Biden to Donald Trump Jr., you know, it would be an entirely different thing altogether.
Yeah, and there's a group that I was on a conference call with last night, a Zoom call, called DefendFlorida.org, DefendFlorida.org. Now, every state is going to have these defend groups. You'll have one out there in California, DefendCalifornia.org. If you don't already have it, you will soon. And, folks, I'll be right back with more to talk about that with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. But I'm going to tell you what transpired on the call that I was on. There's some really good things happening out there that people aren't aware of, and I'm going to let you know what's going on. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Many other Americans have Muslims in their families or have lived in a Muslim-majority country. I know because I am one of them.
Well, I played that for a reason, and you'll find out about it in just a minute. But this portion of the program, it's brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're living in, someone needs to give you a break. With Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will definitely do that by giving you $100 with your windshield replacement when you tell them that I sent you. Now, they'll handle your insurance claim, and they'll come to your home or office to do the job. You also will wind up getting a lifetime warranty, $100 put right in the palm of your hand, when they finish putting in the windshield. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, Port Charlotte, and all points in between, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, and tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 dropped right in your palm today. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
All right, we're going to go to the phone lines, and we've got Bad Gammon Bob, one of our favorite question askers, on the telephone. And what's on your mind today, sir?
Yes, sir, Captain. Wanted to know, do you think Trump is going to hold any rallies for the upcoming candidates in the races next time? And okay. The second thing is New York or any other place is going to pursue criminal charges against Trump for any of their either supposed transgressions or made-up stuff or whatever they're doing.
Okay. All right.
That's it, Captain.
All right. Thank you. Well, first of all, rallies, absolutely there's going to be rallies, and he's going to be out there campaigning for the candidates in the states. You bet he'll be out there doing that. And as far as charges, the only state that's still going after him is New York State. Right, Kyle?
That's right. Yep.
And the Attorney General in New York State is trying to get him for either income tax evasion or some type of shady business dealings when it comes to having a dual citizenship, Florida and New York, which he doesn't have. He moved totally down to Florida, got a Florida driver's license and all that sort of stuff. He may come back to New York, but he doesn't come back to New York to stay there.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I don't see that he would necessarily do that, at least in the near future, for any reason.
Yeah, but the New York State Attorney General has still got an investigation going on, and they wanted to get a hold of the tax returns, which is still, I believe, in contention, and that was for their investigation to see whether or not he owed taxes.
Well, right, exactly. But again, these have been going on for quite some time. But of course, he was a sitting president, and now we'll see how this sort of pans out. But again, the even just the rallying cry, we want the tax returns, we want the tax returns, because again, that's like it's the idea of don't worry, the hidden thing is always going to be in the tax returns. Yeah. All about Russia, and all that'll come back.
Now, I played that about Obama for a reason, but I'm going to play the second part of it here, and then I'm going to tell you why I played the first part.
Assalamu alaikum. Many other Americans have Muslims in their families or have lived in a Muslim-majority country. I know because I am one of them.
Okay. The reason I'm doing that is because have you noticed who's back in the swing of things back in the government service when it comes to some of the advisor positions, not necessarily cabinet positions, but have you noticed who's back in the cabinet with Biden? It's the Obama bunch, and some of them, of course. And this is weird because you would think that they would have learned their lesson the first time. The mood of the country was such that, some things that you just don't do, and you don't. And all they're doing is they continue to add more insult to injury. Am I wrong?
No, not at all. No. No, what we were trying to tell people as well, among others, is the idea that it's going to be Obama, 2.0 or 3.0, depending on how you count it, but it is definitely more of the same from Obama, in the sense of how we're going to flush out the foreign policy, coddle Iran, kind of turn a blind, not really support Israel is what I'm getting at, but this kind of thing, yeah.
Well, it's not healing, and it's not coming together, and it's like even though they say one thing out of this side of their mouth, the actions speak louder than the words, and it's being done on purpose, like, they're throwing salt in the wound, so to speak. But it's going to come back to bite them. I really do believe that.
Well, I think it will. I mean, we've seen just in the first week, basically, all these different executive orders, and people say, well, it's all presidents do executive orders, and they do, but this is if Donald Trump had come in and done 40-some-odd executive orders or something, it would have been an absolute a free-for-all in the media and on the left side of the aisle, et cetera, et cetera. President Biden comes in and does that and does things that are completely antithetical to stuff that he even talked about in the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, it's just showing the true colors. And, again, it's the idea. Once you give the left power in this, they run amok.
Now, I neglected to say something about this to begin with, but our thoughts and prayers go out to the folks that were killed yesterday at the Georgia poultry plant in Gainesville, Georgia. Now, I know that plant that's there. I've been in and out of that a number of times, and they had an ammonia leak there yesterday. Nitrogen leak yesterday. And, of course, nitrogen can be very volatile, and something touched it off, and they had an explosion that killed six people there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the liquid nitrogen, that's what the leak they're talking about, and it's just a tragic, tragic thing, and it's affecting a lot of people, obviously. Yes.
Yeah, it was very, very bad situation. Now, Governor Newsom, your Governor Newsom out there in California, I heard from Tom Del Beccaro yesterday just in passing on the Internet, and I asked him what was going on with the recall effort, and he said he called it the epic mismanagement of California Governor Newsom, definitely shows that he is going to be recalled because they're just barely shy what they need to have in terms of signatures on the petition.
Well, that's right, and I think they've got until the middle of March, basically, in order to come up with the 1.5 million signatures. And you're right, Tom Del Vecchio is spearheading this. He's doing a great job, obviously. And I think, Captain, that the epic mismanagement, as he's talking about, of California by Governor Newsom is palpable. It is something that people throughout the state who even may have voted Democrat, maybe they voted for Newsom, but they have had enough. They have seen where this thing is going. They have listened to his, or maybe tuned out a lot of his rambling news conferences and so forth, and they see that he just seems to be out of touch with what regular people in California, whether they be Republican or Democrat, they've been so hurt by a lot of these policies and the reaction, and certainly the mismanagement of the entire COVID situation, that they just had enough.
Now, you see the fencing they got up in Washington, D.C., right?
Oh, yes.
Well, permanent fencing has been requested, amongst other upgrades, to secure the Washington, D.C. Capitol Police complex so the people can't crawl up on the building like they have in the past.
Very interesting. Well, you know, that's kind of follows in the general sense because, you know, once something like that happens, they have to take some other kind of measures. But again, the full investigation of how all those events transpired, what they knew and when do they know it, and how they reacted and how they prepared, these are all important questions we can't let go.
Yeah, and now we got a situation with the stimulus checks, the talks. Joe Biden said that he actually made a phone call to a bunch of Republican senators yesterday, called them personally, as the stimulus talks hit roadblocks everywhere he turned. And he just couldn't get the Republicans to come on board with what needs to be done to get these stimulus checks out there, because he's trying to get that done now instead of having to wait way down the line, because people are waiting for their money. They think they're going to get it, which they are going to get. It's just a question of when.
Well, that's true. And, of course, you know, we definitely talked about supporting people, getting the money that they need in order literally to survive. And there's talk about trying to find ways if the GOP is not going to come to some kind of agreement. But at the same time, Captain, I saw a headline, I think it was yesterday, talking about how President Biden could perhaps adjust the income levels in terms of who's going to get stimulus, and would raise it up, of course, so less people would be getting stimulus money. I don't think that would play very
well. The people at the bottom end of the barrel here are the ones that need the help the most. The people that have been on unemployment, the people that have been making what they call the poverty level, need to be on this. They need to be able to give a little bit of help, but we just can't be giving it to people that make $150,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year. Because they should have money saved up. But the people, the families, you know, that are 50, 60, 70, 80,000, certainly everybody 100,000 or less, they need to get some help here. All right, hold on. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. When we come back, we are going to talk about FEMA and the Pentagon and some vaccinations. Wait till you hear all this stuff. Don't go nowhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is pushing for a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. Republicans on Capitol Hill think the price tag is too high. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We're not looking to split the package. That is not a proposal from the White House. I talked to the president about it this morning. That is not what our focus is or our intention is.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress has to spend more on security.
We will probably need a supplemental for more security for members when the enemy is within the House of Representatives.
A reporter asked Pelosi to clarify the statement.
It means that we have members of Congress who want to bring guns on the floor and have threatened violence on other members.
She didn't name any members of Congress, but freshman Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene has liked Facebook posts calling for violence against Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. Now, Farrah & Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H, F-A-R-A-H. So it's farrahandfarrah.com on the website. And they have a 24-7 number, too, 877-245-6707. There's somebody there right now if you want to call them and see whether or not you have a case. Now, if you've been injured in an accident and need a lawyer, the last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrah & Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. So the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7 at their number, 877-245-6707. Also, if Farrah & Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So, if you've been injured and the insurance company is pushing you around, call Farrah & Farrah and let them push back. FarrahandFarrah.com, F-A-R-A-H, FarrahandFarrah.com. Also available, 877-245-6707. And we're back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, question for you. A caller called in, asked a question, said, do you think that this recall effort that's going on in California against Governor Newsom, if that becomes successful, and it looks like it's going to, do you think that could be a boomerang effect where they'd go after somebody like Whitmer in Michigan, or the governor of Pennsylvania, the governor of Georgia? Do you think that it could have a boomerang effect?
Well, it very well could. The general situation in terms of the COVID issue, I think, is very polarizing. A lot of people have been hurt by these different policies, obviously. Some of the different economic situations might be a little bit different than California, but I think the sentiment could be the same. And if you saw Governor Newsom in California be recalled by a popular movement, basically, that could empower others in other states who are having other kinds of problems with their own governors to say, look, this can be done. So, yeah, I think we wait and see, but who knows? It could be the first domino to see go. But, again, all eyes are going to be on California, and if Newsom were recalled, that would be huge.
Now, the Pentagon is evaluating a FEMA request to help them ramp up the vaccinations, not only with the additional dosages they'd be getting, but to have some of their people show up and help FEMA administer the vaccinations in various states where they're at.
Well, you know, early on when we heard about the idea of even making a vaccine, I think a lot of people had sort of a concept in their head about, you know, having these sort of mass mass vaccination centers where you drive through, get a vaccination, and we'd be trying to, it would be a moonshot, basically, a vaccination. So I'm not surprised. That's what people actually expected. They didn't expect it to be so piecemeal.
Well, I called up one of the places that's administering the shot based on what we were told just to see what I would get for an answer, and I listened to them, and when I got there, it was an automatic phone system that I got. They said all appointments now are out 2 and 3 months.
Wow. Wow.
We're talking about Florida.
Right, yeah, and again, but this wasn't the vision that people had. They thought as soon as we start making the vaccine, you know, then we're going to be able to start.
Well, they don't have the personnel to do this. They do not have the personnel to do this. They don't.
Nope.
I've seen the drive-in vaccine places, and, you know, you would think there'd be 40 or 50 people there trying to do the mass production deal. It's anywhere from 8 to 10.
Right.
Exactly.
So, and again, the notion is that the vaccine is going to help us get back to normal. But if now we're pushing out further and further into 2021, where that even becomes to get on the radar, evidently. And so it's very disconcerting, and it's going to be deflating for so many people across the country.
Maybe that's the new union jobs we're hearing about, being a person that's going to administer a vaccine.
Well, yes. Could be. But, you know, Captain, the very fact that they'd even sit there and say, look, don't worry, you know, we're eventually going to create these union jobs. And to say that, it's just an insult to the working people across the country.
Speaking of insults, Ketchup Kerry. I'm John Kerry, and I own ketchup, or my wife does, and I have an airplane that I fly all over in, and you can't do that. I'm John Kerry. All right. Well, John Kerry has fired back at the climate control critics, saying that he just doesn't understand, Kyle, why the opposition is there against climate change. He just doesn't understand why people don't realize how terribly important this is. He doesn't get it.
Well, yeah, of course he doesn't get it, because he kind of lives in a different world altogether.
Does he really live in this world, or do we call him Lurch for a reason?
but this is also, this is their thing. This defines them as political leaders. Unfortunately, Captain, you know, there are all kinds of ways to do great things. And by the way, the UN just recently had a report that said the United States was doing all this good in terms of curtailing its emissions and so forth, and really calling into question the idea that do we even need to get back into the Paris Climate Accords? But again, if they can't emphasize climate change, then their political power diminishes.
Well, it's $400 million of our money going back to some people that don't give a rat's ass about us. That's what I don't like about it.
Well, that's right. And again,
by the way, we were doing just fine without the Paris Climate Accord. Thank you.
Well, that's right. But if you're not in the Paris Climate Accord, then somehow you haven't gone far enough yet. You haven't done enough.
But yet, our numbers were better than what they should have been according to the Paris Climate Accord.
Exactly right. And again, there's this other thing called the market, and the market will want to embrace things that make money, that are good, cost effective to produce, and if it's clean energy and mission specific energy requirements for different things, then the market really will embrace it. But it should not be a top down thing from the federal government that says, here's the light bulb you can have, here's how the structure you can build, and on it goes. And the green, it's the Green New Deal. That's not about green. It's nothing new, and it's a bad deal.
Now, Georgia Congressman Jody Heiss, who we heard a lot about during the Georgia recount, has come out and said that Biden's radical left-wing agenda appears to be even worse than we first thought. And to that I say, where have you been? Triple the amount of executive orders, the most executive orders by any other president in an 8-day period, and you just now are finding out that it's worse than you thought?
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And again, all throughout the campaign, when Biden was in the basement, and they were trying to make sure that he was the moderate alternative to Donald Trump and this kind of thing.
It was all the lies,
exactly, because all the while we knew exactly the kind of people that Biden has around him.
Yep.
They have now emerged as the cabinet people. They've now emerged as the staff people. They all have the similar bent, and there's just no surprise to us. Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to finish the segment like this. Oh, yes, the impeachment seems it could actually wind up not being an impeachment at all because they don't have the votes. But it might wind up being a censure because, after all, if they can't impeach the former president, they'll settle for a censure, which means that he might not be able to run again anymore because he'll have to be quiet when it comes to politics. What do you think?
Well, the idea, of course, is that by doing that they would bar President Trump from running again. But whether or not that's enforceable is a good question.
Let me establish something here right now. I don't think he should run again, and I don't think he is going to run again for one simple reason: Melania. I think she's had it.
Yeah, I think you could.
I think she has absolutely had it.
Well, exactly. And again, this is why we've been talking about President Trump. Now, former President Trump may decide to take the role of kingmaker.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's where he's going.
And
uh-huh.
if he got into the media business full throttle.
That's coming too, I think.
Yeah, that would probably be one of the most effective things that he could be doing, because we're going to continue to see clampdowns in the media in terms of even what you're hearing about. And that's not a conspiracy theory. That's just the political bent.
One of his pals is Christopher Ruddy. Christopher Ruddy's the principal owner of Newsmax, and he talks to Christopher Ruddy just about every single day.
Wow.
Yeah, tell me about that. By the way, Christopher Ruddy lives in West Palm Beach. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to let you know what's going on weather-wise all around the country. Things have changed a little bit. We'll let you know where the changes were. And we'll be back, and we'll rock some more into the night. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And thank you for being on that wall for us so that we can be here and do what we're doing. All righty, we are going to kick it right now. Get it started. We're going rock and rolling.
We'll be right back.
righty, that's Rick Derringer, All-American Boy, and that's Rock and Roll, Hoochie Coo. Kyle, what'd you think?
I love that track. It's so tight. All the guitar work is really something.
Yeah. He's singing along and playing the guitar and doing a really good job of it. Okay, here we go. And we have had some changes in the weather, folks. That happens a lot at night. Now, the major winter storm that's out west with the active atmospheric river will persist through the morning through central California and through the day in southern California, resulting in a continued threat of flash and urban flooding. Debris flows over and near recent burn scars and hazardous travel conditions, because there's areas in California right now in the higher elevations, in the mountains, where we still have snow, and yes, we still have a blizzard warning, which right now is over into Nevada, just west of Las Vegas, in the high mountainous areas overlooking Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, lingering snow showers will remain throughout the Great Basin and Intermountain West. We also had the lake effect snow we told you about up there in upstate New York. We've got freezing fog and drizzle in the mix now in a couple places. We'll tell you where that is, but Kyle, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, in Southern California, continuing with flash flood watches throughout the night and all through tomorrow. Well, tomorrow for me, which would be Friday, which actually is Friday already here. But we've got lots and lots of rain. That's right. And but up through the Central Valley, flood advisories continuing along California 99, Interstate 5. This will be in the Fresno area, for example. And, of course, all through Yosemite Valley National Park is we've still got a winter storm warning there, up through Reno, Nevada there, and coming across I-80. Saw some footage earlier today of a lot of the snow on the road and trucks trying to make it through in some cases, but you still have very, very intense storm issues along I-80 there, so be careful. Winter storm warning in central Nevada, of course. Also, throughout the state of Utah, the central part, all down I-15, winter weather advisory. Up in Idaho, we've got in the central part of the state there, winter storm warning, avalanche warning as well throughout that central part of Idaho. In Arizona, in the Flagstaff area, winter weather advisory coming along I-40, I-17, also along I-40 and through Kingman, Arizona. You want to be careful of the winter weather advisory there. High wind watch in central New Mexico tonight as well, Captain, and at Cajon Pass, if you're coming along the 15 freeway heading to Las Vegas from California, still 39 degrees and snow. Be careful as you go through Cajon Pass.
Well, here we go with the fog. Now, we still got the fog in Kansas along I-70 from Goodland over about 100 miles east, and then right straight up through Nebraska, the central part of Nebraska, North Platte, all the way over towards Lincoln on I-80 and all places in between. That's about 100 miles or 150 miles at its widest point there in Nebraska. But right now, we've got up in just west of the Twin Cities, St. Cloud, and on down to the south towards Iowa right now, we've got freezing drizzle moving into the area, which is going to make life really interesting, because those bridges will freeze over and the ice will get on the windshields and the mirrors, and here we go again. Now, looking down at the western part of Illinois, to include the Quad Cities and over there on I-80 from about 50 miles east of the Quad Cities to about 30 or 40 miles west, that little pocket right there, Iowa and Illinois, you've got a winter storm watch in there for what could be happening next. You do have some rain and some flooding going on down in the northern part of Missouri, Columbia, in that area. Now, moving over again to upstate New York, from Erie, Pennsylvania, across that little northern stretch of Pennsylvania, up 79, and over towards the eastern part of 90 for, I don't know, maybe 25, 30 miles. You have got lake effect snow in there. In the meantime, you've got lake effect snow in central New York now. It's not up on the lake. The way the wind is blowing right now, it's got a dump down there. Syracuse, Cortland, Utica, and down to Binghamton. And upstate New York across the Adirondacks, as well as the northern part of Vermont and the western part of Massachusetts, you've got temperatures in the single digits. So welcome to winter. And then, of course, we got wind in the western part of Virginia headed towards the mountains. We got wind over along the coastline in North Carolina, northeastern corner. And we've got snow way up on the Nova Scotia main line over there where you go up to Presque Isle along the Nova Scotia line on Route 1 up there. That's what you got, and that's what you're going to get. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we now go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And how are you doing up there in the mountaintop?
A little chilly.
Yeah, it is. Matter of fact, you're right there on the edge of what's a freezing frost warning going on. So I don't know what the temperature is there where you're at right now. But above you, it's in the 30s. And up there where our buddy Scott is, it may be below 32 degrees in the upper 20s.
Yeah, it's not warm.
Okay, let's talk about GameStop, and let's talk about Janet Yellen. Now, there's some concern out there about Janet Yellen and the fact that she had stock in this GameStop outfit, which the White House is saying now it's raising some concern over its elusive responses to the key questions about the GameStop that's being presented to Jen Psaki. What's going on there with all this?
I don't think she had stock in GameStop. I think she had some interest in some of these hedge funds. But here's the small breakdown of this thing. If I don't explain it as easily as I can, and it happens quite often. You get some of these financial gurus on in Wall Street, and they show up on TV, like CNBC, and they'll say, you know, we're looking at this stock, XYZ, and we don't think it's got a lot of future to it, it's got a lot of stability, so they start bad-mouthing the stock, and it drives the stock price down. And they do that on purpose, so they short-sell the stock. And then they make money going as the stock goes down by short selling it. Conversely, over on Reddit, a couple of younger guys who kind of grew up going to GameStop a lot, GameStop was kind of close to their heart, so they see that this is happening, and they go, you know, we see some value in this company, so they start buying the stock, so the stock price goes up. Mm-hmm. So when the stock price goes up, the guys that were short-selling it are losing, mm-hmm. and they're losing big. And so it was the little guys against the big guys, and that's really what happened. Well, in the middle of all of this, the big guys that are losing billions, and they were losing billions, mm-hmm. they stopped trading it. They pulled it from the trade.
All righty. We'll worry about that another time, but it's weird to say the least. And again, that's why if you're going to invest money in the stock market, you need to be talking to somebody that's reputable, that knows what they're doing, like Chris Markowski and his brothers with Markowski Investments, and you'll hear him in the next hour. All right, I'll be right back with more. And Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.